person I used to be. You know, not inside and out, you know. But guess what? Monica says that. But guess what? I'm washed. Guess what? I'm cleansed. Guess what? I'm free. I'm no longer bound by the habits. I'm no longer bound by the sin that so easily beset us. And the Bible talks about Galatians. Galatians talks about people who've known God. And Paul says to him, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Who hath bewitched you that you won't obey the truth? Who hath bewitched you that you think you can commit Judaism and go back? And circumcision is the way." I mean, you've heard the gospel, he said. And how are you going back on it? And do you know, I was thinking, what is it we have to deal with? We want to make heaven. We don't want to go to hell. What do we have to deal with? And I was thinking last night, we have to deal with our human nature. We have to deal with temptation because of our human nature. Then the devil knows your weakness. I kind of think he studies us. Or some imp sits and studies us and then goes and reports and goes, "Here's where her weakness is. I found it. Okay, this is what she wants. This is what she, excuse me. Thank you. This is, thank you, water. Good water, excuse me. That's cold. Yes, thank you. Now, the Bible says that because she gave that to me, you know what? She won't lose her reward. A cup of cold water in his name. But anyway, okay. What is our human nature? It's something we have to fight because you guess what? There's three things that work in our natures. The lust of the eye, what you see, and then you want that. You know what? Don't commercials work pretty good? Don't you ever see a Rice Krispie pop, pop, pop? And you think, well, a bowl of Rice Krispies would be really good right now. Do I have any in the cabinet? Man, I don't have any. You know, you just want, what you're seeing on there. Oh, that grape juice. Oh, that Welch's. I got to have some of that. Put it in my mind. Remember, next time you store Welch's grape juice. You know what? We see it, the lust of our eye, which means lust just means you want it. That just means you want it. You see it and you want it. And that's what David did. He saw Bathsheba and his human nature took over. His king couldn't do what he wants to do. What did he do? Sin with Bathsheba. The Bible says the lust of the eye. It don't have to just be sexual. It can be for about anything. You look and you lust. Yeah, and you want it so bad that you start lusting after it. And that's what your human nature does. And then it says, so that's why the Bible says we have to die daily. What do? You slap that human nature down and say, you know what, buddy? Here's how you're going to act. You're going to turn that page. You're not going there. And you have to make a decision to not, because human nature is human nature. And God don't take your human nature away from you. He does save you. He does sanctify you. But if you allow that thing and you don't pray and you don't keep it put down, you're going to start walking in your flesh. Start walking after the lust of your eyes. And then there's another one called the pride of life. What's in that pride? Ooh, our human pride, what can be there? In our pride, there can be haughtiness, high-mindedness. I got this. I don't need nobody else. Hey, I got the green. I'm good. And you know what? A lot of us, of the world, I should say, you look at the people and they think wealth and money's everything. We think, if we could just be wealthy. Have you ever thought that? Lord, if you'd let me win the lottery, you know what? I would give it to the church. Mm-hmm. I would do, you know what I'd probably do with that thing? I'd probably go slap it right in the bank and not want anybody to know it. And then, you know, I'd use it as I need it. But I would give to the church. I'd give my tithe and I'd pay off the church's debts and things like that. But you know what? We can get our eye on that and then people start gambling. Well, if I can just, and guess what gambling is? I'm going to throw this in here. Gambling's a trap. It's a trap to steal. It's called, someone was watching someone buy a lottery ticket, or maybe it was the person who bought it. I don't know. They said, I'm paying my poor man tax when it's buying lottery tickets. Because if you keep buying lottery tickets, you're poor, honey. There ain't no rich people going buying lottery tickets. Everybody buying lottery tickets is poor, and you're going to stay that way. And more is going to be taken away from you, and you're going to win enough to hook you. But when it's said and done, you're not coming out ahead. What do? Trust in the Lord. Present your needs to the Lord. Pay your tithe, because he's promised that he will pour you out a blessing you cannot contain. Does it work, Monica? It works. How can 90% be better than 100%? God. God makes the difference. How can my life work better? God. and I'm not walking in the dregs of this world. I'm not walking around with hate in my heart today. Has people offended me? Well, of course. Who hadn't been offended? If you're living and breathing, you've been offended. And if you can't, I used to tell people, if you can be offended, you will be offended. But guess what? Whether you can or can't, whether you can handle it or not, and it starts pretty early in our lives. And you look at some of the things little kids have to bear, and it's really sad. This world is not kind necessarily. Sin is not kind to children. And that's why we as parents, and we as many as we can, to suffer the little children, the Bible says, come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Because there's a child you can minister to. It may be a neighbor. It may be something. Give them a cup of cold water. Give them a dollar. Tell them about Jesus. That's the best thing. And tell them. Someone told me this week that she went to Sunday school and that her home life was in really bad. Her mother was messed up. And so when parents are messed up, you affect your children. Mm. And she said, a Sunday school teacher told me, honey, she said she must have sensed something is wrong. And she said, honey, whatever you're going through, you can tell it to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he will listen. Mm-hmm. And she said, that helped me. I started using that in my life. You think it doesn't pay to talk to children? It does. Tell them. There's not a monster under your bed. You got Jesus with you. And he loves you. Anyway, let's go back to the works of the flesh. The lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. So those are the things we have to fight against in our human nature. The Bible says, little children, I say to you, sin not. But. He almost should have said when you do. But if you do, then you have an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteous. Because of what he did, he's sitting at the right hand of God. So what do? You run to the mercy seat and you say, God, look what I did. Lord, look, I did it again, Lord. I promised I wouldn't do it again. Lord, you see, Lord, cleanse me, help me, build me up. And you know how you can build yourself up? By getting into this. Getting in church, staying in. Quit missing church. Come on, this generation, get yourself back in church. The scripture says there's going to be a great falling away. Every church I have had a privilege of seeing since COVID, every church has been affected by something. Maybe yours hasn't, because I don't know about your church, but just about everybody has had, they have about a fourth of the people that they had before that came along. Come on, people, let's get back in church. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound rude or crude, but we just need the house of God. We need to be there. They need us too, but we need to be there. We need to support them. But let me just run real quick through what your human nature is going to do. And you can tell me real quick whether you are walking in your flesh or you're walking in the spirit. Let me tell you what the spirit is first. The fruit of the Spirit in your life is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Isn't that awesome? Here's what happens in our base human nature. It says the acts of the sinful nature. It says sexual impurity. Immoral sexual conduct, and I'm going to just read it, say it like it reads it, okay? And intercourse, it includes taking pleasure in pornography, pictures, films, or writings. Impurity is sexual sins, evil deeds, and vices, including thoughts and desires of the heart. Debauchery is sensuality, following one's passions and desires to the point of having no shame or public decency. Four is idolatry, worship of spirits, persons or graven images, trust in any person, institution, or thing as having equal or greater authority than God and his word. Five, witchcraft, sorcery, spiritualism, black magic, worship of demons, and use of drugs to produce spiritual experiences. Six, hatred, intense, hostile intentions and acts, extreme dislike or enmity. Discord is quarreling, antagonism, a struggle for superiority. Eight is jealousy, which is resentfulness, envy of another's success. Nine is fits of rage. explosive anger that flames into violent words or deeds. 10, selfish ambition, seeking of power. 11 is dissensions, which includes divisions, divisive teachings. It says includes divisive teachings and not supported by God's word. It's talking about what we would call false doctrine. Factions, which is divisions within the congregation into selfish groups or cliques that destroy the unity of the church. Shouldn't do that. When you see a visitor, go shake their hand. Go hug them. Say, hey, glad to have you. You're from Elk? Where are you from? Glad to have you here. Made my day to see your face. You know, that will help. Envy, resentful dislike of another's person who has something that one desires. Drunkenness, impairing one's mental or physical control by alcoholic drink. And 15 is orgies, excessive feasting and revelry, a party spirit involving alcohol, drugs, sex, or the like. That is what, this is Don Stamp's study Bible, and all of these, he has these extra little things in there to tell us. It says to walk in the spirit. If we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because the flesh lust is against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and they're contrary one to another. He says, so that you won't even do what you want to do because you're walking in your flesh. You want to be good, but here this old flesh rises up, and here you're speaking out those dissensions and divisions and acting naughty towards someone, you know, or high-minded, or I don't need you in my life. Kids do a lot of that kind of stuff with each other on the playground, but the Bible says be not. Some ways we need to be like children in forgiveness, but in other ways we need to grow up and not always just be children and go say, well, what do I want? Lord, I choose love, peace, joy. You know, it says love, a caring and a seeking the highest good of another. Isn't that good? Joy. It says the feeling of gladness based on the love, grace, and blessing, promises and nearness of God that belong to those who believe in Christ. Peace, the quietness of heart and mind based on the knowledge that all is well between the believer and his or her heavenly Father. Patience, endurance, long-suffering, being slow to anger or despair. Kindness, not wanting to hurt anyone or to cause pain. Goodness, zeal for truth and righteousness, and a hatred of evil. It can be expressed in acts of kindness or in rebuking and correcting. Faithfulness, firm and unswerving loyalty to a person to whom one is united by promise, commitment, trustworthiness, and honesty. Gentleness, restraint coupled with strength and courage. It describes a person who can be angry when anger is needed, and humbly submissive when submission is needed. For gentleness in Jesus, and he gives all these scriptures. Self-control is mastering one's own desires and passions, including faithfulness to one's marriage vows, also purity. Paul's final commitment on the fruit of the Spirit indicates that there are no restrictions to the lifestyle indicated here. Christians, in fact, must practice these virtues over and over again, and they will never discover a law prohibiting them from living according to these principles. So praise God. Amen. Are we ready to pray?
We are, but I wanted to ask you, what's the name of the study Bible that is?
The study Bible?
Yeah, you said that's somebody.
This one is called... Some of them are called fire Bibles now because they've changed them. The ones they got into China, they're called fire Bibles. But this is the Don Stamp Study Bible.
Don what?
Don Stamps.
STANCE.
Uh-huh. This is, at one time they called it the Full Life Study Bible. One of the things this does is give a real good description on Acts. And this just gives you a real, and it'll have full pages like this. This is two full pages that talks about death. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have a salvation. It's a really good study Bible. And
Monica's showing that. I don't know if you can see it or not, but that's excellent. reference to some things. So
it's a really excellent study Bible. And I've given several away. My husband took them to India.
I see.
And
I see.
Gave them away when we had the privilege of going to India. And, Joshua and Susan lived here at the time, and they sent us. So I still thank them for that trip. It was a trip of our lifetime.
Okay. We do need to stop and cover some prayer requests now.